Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
The Dallas Mavericks fire Nico Harrison. About 9 months too late. Somebody could have gotten pregnant, carried the baby to term, given birth, and that is the length of time in which Nico Harrison should have been fired by the Dallas Mavericks. I guess better late than never. I'm not doing this anymore with the Packers. I'm done. Like, there is a list. The Packers are off of it. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in doing this with, are the Packers a legitimate NFC contender? No.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Tremendous sports Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on Sirius XM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment, talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, Steelers and Bengals, Jaguars and Chargers, Falcons and Panthers. Oh my, I've got takes. I've got bets on some of the biggest games this weekend in the National Football League in Week 11, including an existential threat to Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we will give you a market update on the two marquee games in the NFC, the Rams and the Seahawks in Los Angeles, the Eagles and the Lions Sunday Night Football from Philadelphia, and where I stand on both those games. Plus, we're talking college football, and I'm going to tell you, dear listener, you, dear viewer, if Notre Dame can cover the spread on the road at Pitt, and if you should trust Ole Miss in the Lane Kiffin Bowl. Here's a sincere question for everyone. What would be a more interesting betting market? Ole Miss to cover 14.5 on Saturday against Florida, or where will Lane Kiffin coach next year? Mississippi or Florida? I think both are pretty interesting, and we'll talk about it coming up later in the show. like also, I don't know if people were paying attention to the NBA last night. I hope you were. Are the Oklahoma City Thunder, I said 70 wins. I might have been shortchanging it. Are they going to win 74 games? Are they going to set the record for most wins in a regular season? I think there's a good chance they do. We'll talk about it. The adjusted win total is very funny to me. The only way that they don't get there is injury. We'll talk about Oklahoma City, their dominant win against the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll get into a Pyrrhic victory for the Orlando Magic, who might be without Paolo Banchero for a little bit, and a terrible loss for my New York Knicks, and not just on the court, but injury to insult with Jalen Brunson. Oh, baby. Tonight, the biggest game going on in sports. College basketball. Purdue at Alabama. The biggest game of the young college basketball season. I've got a really strong betting opinion. I can't wait to watch this game on obviously on one screen with the NFL game on the other. I am so excited for Purdue and Alabama. This game is going to be tremendous, and I think I've got a great read on it. We will talk about and get you set to bet, you dear listener and dear viewer, Purdue and Alabama. Two tremendous guests will join us. Our friend Joey Knish, pro sports bettor, baby, from The Hammer. Knish will give us best bets for college football this weekend, including Oklahoma and Alabama. I know because he texted me his bet for that game earlier in the day. So we'll get Knish's bets, including Oklahoma and Alabama. And pro sports bettor Ron Pizzola of The Hammer in the final hour, the power hour. Best bets for week 11 in the National Football League. And in the power hour, the final hour, all of our best bets, mine and the crew's best bets for tonight. We will give you side total and props for the Jets and the Patriots, Thy Royal Prop King with Thou Royal Prop Plays, and a couple surprises as well in the final segment of the show. Today's social question, you can tweet us at YouBetterYouBet, tweet me at The Costos, tweet Bill Zimmerman at Bill Zimmerman listens to Mad Dog Radio instead of You Better You Bet during the hours of 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Great Twitter handle. You can tweet us. You can type it in the YouTube chat. Type it in the Twitch chat. What is your best bet for the Patriots and the Jets tonight? Could be a side. Could be a total. Could be a prop. At Bill T. Zimmerman on Twitter for Bill Zimmerman, our executive producer. Your best bet for Thursday Night Football. Bill will read your bets at the end of the show, the best ones. And Downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights on our screen as well, if you've got the best of the best submissions. So get them in. Your best bet, side total or prop, for the Patriots and the Jets. And that is where we officially begin the tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet. It's week 11 in the National Football League. Kicks off tonight in Foxborough with the 8-2 New England Patriots hosting the 2-7 New York Jets. Current side and total market for this game, New England, a 13-point home favorite. The total in the game sitting at 43. For those intrepid souls, the Jets plus 575 on the money line. I wouldn't bet that with your money, you the person watching, you the person listening. Kayshawn, booty, rocking everywhere. Shout out to Bubba Sparks, is out for New England, as is Ramondre Stevenson. Austin Hooper out as well. We'll get a lot of Hunter Henry at the tight end position tonight for New England. Garrett Wilson out for the Jets, which is bad because he's their best wide receiver. And I don't think there is a second best wide receiver right now for the New York Jets. And we can get into the handicap of gangrene and if Breece Hall can run the ball. Can Justin Fields have any success? Maybe Mason Taylor, my guy A.D. Mitchell. We can get into that. But this game tonight, from a real-life perspective, and I also think, candidly, from a betting perspective, because, and I'll explain why, I don't know how you arrive, you the person watching, you the person listening, on a bet on the Jets, unless you just want to say 13 is a massive number, it's a short week, Patriots have some injuries, and you just want to grab the number 13. And maybe you want to do that. And I'm not saying the bet can't win. Just that, show me on the field how the Jets are going to keep this game close. Like, how's it going to happen? Now, crazy things happen in the NFL all the frickin' time. All the time. So would it be shocking if the Jets won the game? Yes. But it would it really be that shocking if they lost by 10? Like, no. Like, I'm not saying the Jets can't cover. Just show me the on-field reason why the Jets can keep this game close. Tonight's game is all about Drake May and the New England Patriots. I mentioned the record earlier. They're 8-2. First place in the AFC East. And just so people really understand what's happening here with the Patriots and how the schedule shakes out for New England down the stretch of the regular season, because I don't know if people, like everybody, I think, you know, educated members in terms of betting of our listening and viewing audience, like they understand this, but, you know, for the more casual sports fan, casual, you know, listener, viewer of the show, totally okay if you're not in the weeds, just to put in context what New England's doing. The Patriots are minus 235 to win the AFC East. A big favorite to win the division. And think about where we were a week ago when New England was a dog on the road in Tampa and Buffalo was a huge favorite on the road in Miami. And my, how turned the tables have been in the AFC East. And now New England minus 235. The win total is 12.5. So you're basically betting, like, will the Patriots win 13 or more games or not? And they are currently the shortest price, the most likely team per the BetMGM market to be the number one seed in the AFC playoffs. And what's funny is despite all of that, despite everything I just said, the Patriots, no one really believes that they're capable of actually winning the AFC and going to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs, the Bills, the Colts, the Ravens, and the Broncos all have shorter odds to represent the AFC in Super Bowl 60. So here's my question for everybody right now. And I'm going to ask it, and I'm going to lay out for a few seconds. And I want you to think in your head, answer this question. How good do you think the New England Patriots actually are? How good are they? Follow-up question. Will anything that happens tonight in a positive way for New England change your opinion? If they win this game 45-0 tonight, does it change your opinion on the ceiling for the New England Patriots? This is a team that has won 7 straight games. You want to say, oh, well, you know, the schedule has been pretty easy. Like, they beat the Bills in Buffalo in primetime, and then last week went on the road and beat maybe not a great, but a good Buccaneers team. Like, you have to get some credit for that. It's not like you can't say they suck. Like, these are good wins for the Patriots, 7 wins in a row. And despite that, everyone, like we're just saying in the betting market, everyone just kind of hand waves them away. Oh, no, the New England Patriots. No, no, no. No, no, no. They don't belong in the same conversation as the Kansas City Chiefs or the Buffalo Bills. We will wave them away with a flick of the wrist. Goodbye to the New England Patriots. It's funny, right? They keep winning. Drake May might win MVP. Everyone thinks they're going to win by a million tonight. And no one thinks they can actually make noise come January. It's a pretty interesting dichotomy for the New England Patriots. Like, this is the ultimate yeah-but team. And, you know, if you're married, you know what I'm talking about. Like, you never want your wife to say yeah-but to you. It's like you're saying, like, you know, honey, like, I did this, this, and this. Like, I brought down the paper towels and, you know, I cleaned the bottle after our daughter. Maybe I'm talking about myself here. And your wife goes, yeah, but. And you know you're in for it. It's like, yeah, you did all this, but. Like, that's the Patriots. This is the yeah, but team of all time. Great, you beat the Bills in Buffalo. Yeah, but. Beat the Bucs in Tampa. Yeah, but. Might beat the Jets by a billion tonight. And people will come on radio and TV and write and be on social media tomorrow and say, yeah, but.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Because no one believes that they can get it done when it really matters. They're a little like the Packers in the sense that you look at the roster and they have a lot of good players. How many great players are on the New England Patriots? Like Christian Gonzalez is a great player, sure. And the difference, obviously, between Green Bay and New England is that Love stinks and Drake stands for do right and kill everything. The Packers have Jordan Love and the Patriots have Drake May. So that's obviously the big difference there. And no matter what happens the rest of the season for the New England Patriots, like this is going to be a team to be reckoned with in the future because they nailed it with the quarterback. We don't have to have the conversation of, is Drake May going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league? I said this yesterday. It's done already. Like, he is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And the Patriots are for real, as far as winning a division and maybe like winning like one playoff game. As far as the hand waivers go, I am one of these hand waivers of the New England Patriots. I don't believe the Patriots' ultimate upside is to win the AFC. So when I asked that question a few minutes ago, how good do you think the Patriots are? I'm guessing we all kind of came to the same conclusion. Really good as far as the regular season goes. They've beaten good teams, but mostly have taken advantage of a bad schedule. A playoff-worthy team, certainly, and will almost certainly host, maybe on divisional weekend, host a playoff game as the bye in the AFC. But look, if it's Chiefs at Patriots in January, are you taking New England? Hell, if it's Baltimore at Patriots, are you taking New England? We'll see Buffalo at New England before the end of the year. And even if the Patriots win that game, if they sweep the Bills, Bills at Patriots in January, are you taking New England? I'm not saying this to be a hater at all. I'm going to win money when the Patriots clinch their postseason berth. And when they win tonight and go over the win total, I win. It's going to be awesome. But I am going to do a little hand wave away of the Patriots. They could win by 50 tonight. And I will say, yeah, but could be worse. Could still have Gerard Mayo as head coach. On the other side, we'll talk about the Jets' side of the equation tonight and more for Week 11 in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.